Have you ever had those moments where life feels like it's trying to tell you something, like a recurring theme in a movie you just can't shake? Maybe it's a string of bad luck, a friend saying the same thing over and over, or just this weird feeling in your gut that won't go away. Well, what if I told you it could be more than just coincidence or your mind playing tricks on you? What if those moments are actually little nudges from God, trying to get your attention and guide you in the right direction? Think about it. Have you ever been faced with one challenge after another, almost like the universe is conspiring against you? It might feel overwhelming, but what if it's God's way of saying, "Hey, I'm here, and I've got something important to tell you"? Or maybe you keep hearing the same message from different sources, like it's following you around. Instead of brushing it off, what if it's God speaking to you through those voices, trying to get his point across? Today, we look at 7 clear signs God is trying to get your attention. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. And then there's that restlessness you can't shake, that longing for something more in the midst of your busy life. What if it's God calling you to find peace in Him, to slow down and listen to His voice? Or what about that nagging feeling of guilt when you know you've done something wrong? Instead of pushing it aside, what if it's God's way of urging you to make things right and come back to Him? Sometimes, it's as simple as doors closing in front of you, despite your best efforts. It might feel like a dead end, but what if it's just God nudging you in a different direction, towards something better? And then there are those chance encounters that feel anything but random, like God Himself orchestrated them. What if they're divine appointments, opportunities for God to work His plan through you? Finally, there's that inner confirmation, that sense of peace and assurance when you know you're on the right path. What if it's God's way of saying, "Yes, this is it. Keep going"? So, the next time you feel like life is trying to tell you something, don't ignore it. It could be God Himself trying to get your attention and lead you towards His purpose for your life. Sign 1. Unsettling circumstances. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James 1:2-4. You know those times when everything just seems to go wrong? Like, you wake up late, spill coffee on your favorite shirt, and then find out your car won't start. It's like life is playing a prank on you, but it's not funny anymore. Well, what if I told you it could be more than just bad luck? What if it's God tapping you on the shoulder, trying to tell you something important? Think about it. When stuff hits the fan, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and defeated. But what if these challenges are actually opportunities for growth? Like, maybe God's using them to shape you into a stronger, more resilient person. It's like going through a tough workout at the gym. Yeah, it's hard, but afterwards, you feel stronger and more capable, right? So, the next time life throws you a curveball, instead of cursing your luck, take a step back and see it as a sign from God. He's saying, "Hey, I'm here, and I've got something important for you to learn." It's like He's cheering you on from the sidelines, urging you to keep pushing forward even when it feels like everything's falling apart. Trust me, there's a purpose behind the chaos, and God's got your back every step of the way. Sign 2. Repeated messages. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. You ever notice how sometimes it feels like the universe is trying to tell you something, like you're stuck in a loop hearing the same thing over and over again? It's like you can't escape it, whether it's a friend dropping the same piece of advice, a quote that keeps popping up everywhere, or even a song lyric that seems to speak directly to your situation. Well, what if I told you it might not just be a coincidence? Think about it. When you keep hearing the same message, it's like the universe, or maybe even God, is trying to get your attention. It's like he's saying, "Hey, did you catch that? Pay attention." It's kind of like when your alarm clock goes off in the morning. At first, you might hit snooze and try to ignore it, but eventually you have to wake up and listen. So, instead of brushing off those repeated messages as mere coincidence, consider them as signs from God. Maybe he's trying to guide you, to show you the way forward in a situation where you're feeling lost or unsure. It's like he's giving you a little nudge in the right direction, saying, "Hey, I've got your back. Trust me on this one." So, the next time you hear that same message for the umpteenth time, take a moment to pause and really listen. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned or a path to be followed that you hadn't considered before. Trust in God's timing and his wisdom, and you might just find the answers you've been searching for all along. Sign 3, inner restlessness. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalms 4:6, 1:0. You ever get that feeling like something's off? Like there's a tiny voice in the back of your mind whispering, "This isn't quite right?" It's like a restlessness stirring inside you, making it hard to focus or find peace no matter what you do. Well, what if I told you that feeling might not be random? What if it's God trying to get your attention? Think about it this way. In the midst of our crazy busy lives, it's easy to ignore that inner restlessness and just keep pushing forward. But what if that feeling is actually God tapping you on the shoulder, trying to tell you to slow down and listen? It's like when your body's exhausted, and all it wants is a good night's sleep, except this time, it's your soul that's craving rest. So, instead of brushing off that inner restlessness, take a moment to pause and acknowledge it. Maybe God's trying to speak to you in the quiet moments, urging you to find peace in his presence. It's like he's saying, "Hey, I'm here. Take a breather and let me fill you with my peace." So, the next time you feel that restless tug in your heart, don't ignore it. Embrace it as a sign from God, inviting you to slow down, take a deep breath, and find rest in his loving arms. Trust me, there's a peace that surpasses all understanding waiting for you if you're willing to listen. Sign 4, persistent conviction. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. John 1:6, 8 NIV. You ever do something you know deep down isn't right, and no matter how hard you try to shake it off, that guilty feeling just won't go away? It's like your conscience won't let you rest, nagging at you until you finally face the music. Well, what if I told you that guilty feeling might be more than just your own guilt trip? What if it's God trying to steer you back on course? So when we mess up, it's easy to try to bury that guilt under distractions or excuses. But what if that persistent conviction is actually God's way of saying, "Hey, you know better"? It's like having a friend who's not afraid to call you out when you're messing up, except this friend happens to be the creator of the universe. So, instead of ignoring that nagging feeling, take it as a sign from God that he's calling you to make things right. It's like he's saying, "I love you too much to let you stay stuck in this mess." So, own up to your mistakes, ask for forgiveness, and let God's grace wash over you like a cleansing wave. Trust me, there's freedom on the other side of confession, a weight lifted off your shoulders when you finally come clean. So, the next time you feel that persistent conviction gnawing at your conscience, don't run from it. Embrace it as a sign from God that he's calling you to a higher standard, one where his love and grace reign supreme. Sign 5, closed doors. "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Isaiah 4:3, 1:9. You ever feel like no matter how hard you push or how much effort you put in, the doors just keep slamming shut in your face? It's like you're stuck in this never-ending maze with dead ends at every turn. Well, what if I told you those closed doors might not be roadblocks, but rather divine detours? So let's think about it this way. When we hit a dead end, it's easy to get discouraged and wonder if we're on the wrong path. But what if those closed doors are actually God's way of saying, not this way, trust me? It's like he's redirecting traffic, guiding you towards a better route even if it's not the one you planned. So, instead of banging your head against closed doors, take a step back and look for the open windows. Maybe God's closing those doors to protect you from something that's not meant for you, or to prepare you for something better down the road. It's like he's saying, I've got something greater in store for you. Just wait and see. Trust me, there's a reason behind every closed door, a purpose waiting to be revealed if you're willing to keep moving forward in faith. So, the next time you encounter a closed door in your life, don't see it as a setback. See it as a sign from God that he's working behind the scenes, orchestrating your steps towards his perfect plan. Sign 6. Divine appointments. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Acts 1:6, 6:10. You ever meet someone out of the blue, and it feels like the universe lined it up perfectly, like it was meant to happen? It's like you stumble upon this person, and before you know it, you're having this deep conversation or experiencing a life-changing moment together. Well, what if I told you those chance encounters might not be so random after all? Think about it. When you meet someone unexpectedly and it feels like a divine connection, it's like God saying, "Hey, I orchestrated this moment just for you." It's like he's putting people in your path for a reason, to teach you something, to guide you, or maybe just to remind you that you're not alone in this journey. So, instead of brushing off those chance encounters as coincidences, pay attention to the signs. Maybe God's using those moments to speak to you, to show you his love and guidance in unexpected ways. It's like he's saying, "I'm here, and I'm working in your life even when you can't see it." Trust me, there's beauty in those divine appointments, in the way God weaves our stories together with others in ways we never could have imagined. So, the next time you meet someone unexpectedly, don't just write it off as chance. See it as a sign from God that he's with you every step of the way, guiding you towards his perfect plan. Sign 7. Inner confirmation. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Romans 8:1-6. You ever have that gut feeling, like deep down you just know something's right? It's like this sense of peace washes over you, and suddenly all your doubts and fears disappear. Well, what if I told you that feeling might be more than just intuition? What if it's God himself confirming that you're on the right track? Let's think about this. When you feel that inner confirmation, it's like God's whispering in your ear, saying, "Yes, this is it. Keep going." It's like he's giving you a thumbs up, reassuring you that you're heading in the right direction. It's like having a GPS for your soul, guiding you step by step towards his perfect plan. So, instead of second-guessing yourself, trust in that inner confirmation. It's like God's way of saying, "I've got you. Don't worry." So, lean into that peace, follow where it leads, and watch as God opens doors and makes a way where there seemed to be none. Trust me, there's power in that inner confirmation, in knowing that you're not alone in this journey. So, the next time you feel that sense of peace and assurance, embrace it. See it as a sign from God that He's right there with you, leading you towards His purpose and His promises. So, there you have it. 7 signs that God might be trying to get your attention and lead you towards His purpose for your life. Whether it's through unsettling circumstances, repeated messages, inner restlessness, persistent conviction, closed doors, divine appointments, or inner confirmation, God's voice is always speaking to us in different ways, inviting us to listen and follow Him. Life can be crazy and unpredictable, but amidst the chaos, God is constantly at work, guiding, protecting, and loving us every step of the way. So, the next time you encounter one of these signs, don't ignore it or brush it off as mere coincidence. Instead, pause, listen, and be open to what God might be trying to tell you. Remember, God's plans for us are always good, even when we can't see the bigger picture. So, trust in His timing, His wisdom, and His love. Keep seeking Him, keep following His lead, and watch as He unfolds His perfect plan for your life. And above all, know that you are never alone. God is always with you, walking beside you, guiding you, and cheering you on every step of the way. So, go forth with confidence, knowing that the Creator of the universe is on your side, leading you towards a future filled with hope, purpose, and joy.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.